Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 213. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Welcome to a quick 15-20 minute episode with me, Case, just a dude living here in Chicago, sharing my feelings on this podcast and on Instagram. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for supporting me. It really does mean a lot. So thank you so much for that. And I've got something really simple, really quick that I want to talk about today. And it's something that I've learned a lot about, certainly, more so in my late 20s. And it's helped me a lot. It's helped me a lot as now I'm 32 and I'm a man now. I'm a man. And as a man, it's something that is really important to me. And I think it really is one of the most empowering decisions that I have and that I can make every single day. And that's this idea of quitting. And personally, I think I've grown to be a great quitter. I'm a great quitter, the best. I quit better than anyone else I know, right? I'm kidding, of course, but I've gotten really great at quitting. And that might sound like a weird thing for a self-help, rah-rah, inspo guy to say. You know, you'd expect me to say, no, don't quit, dig in, it's worth it, that kind of vibe. But I've learned that the happiest, most impactful, most successful even people, myself included, after years of learning, are those people who quit early and who quit often. And they quit for the right reason. And I think that when you quit for the right reason, you're not actually quitting, you're simply moving on. And that is the real vibe. So I want to talk about this quickly today. So here's kind of the too long, didn't read headline for this episode. And that's that we need to stop thinking of quitting as a bad thing. Because to my point, I think it's a great thing. I think it's a power move. I think it's a vibe, however you want to describe it. It's the greatest choice that we possess every single day. Because again, it's not really quitting if you do it from the right place, from the right motivation, with the right mindset. It's not quitting, it's moving on. You're not quitting, you're moving on. And I want to take this episode to expand on why I say this and how I've learned this in my life and just give you something to think about. I can't tell you what to do, but I can give you something to think about, of course. So I'll start with someone who's much more eloquent than I am and who put this in really simple terms to provide the context for what I've learned here. And it's this idea of The Dip by Seth Godin, author. It's called The Dip, and it's a book. And it's actually really good. And the main idea of Seth's book here is that in life, as you progress through anything, your job, a relationship, dating, working towards a goal, whatever it is, you name it, something that you're working to achieve, something you're putting in work for. So you want to get to some point, you want to have something. As you do, as you work, as time progresses, you inevitably either find yourself in a dip or in a cul-de-sac. A dip or a cul-de-sac. So there's two options. And identifying which you're in, again, either a dip or a cul-de-sac, when you're able to identify, that is incredibly empowering, and that is what leads you to either quit or move through it. And once you identify the difference, that is a big deal. And the way that these are described is a dip is a dip. It's like a picture of you. The letter U at the top left is where things are great. It's where you start a new job. It's where you start a new relationship and, you know, it's butterflies and rainbows. It's where you start a new workout program and you're amped and you're jazzed and then you're loving it, right? It's that top left. But then it dips. And the dip, where it goes down, that's the phase. That's the grind. That's where things are tough. It requires a lot more effort and focus and compromise, maybe more than you originally thought. But then on the other side of the dip is where it goes back up. Again, picture that U. And that's on the other side is that's where those things are that you want, right? It could be success or happiness or fulfillment or confidence or mindfulness or whatever it is you're aiming for, whatever it is you're working for, right? That's the dip. So that's one option. And then the other option is simpler than that. It's a cul-de-sac, which is a French word for dead end. So I don't really need to describe that, but dead end. A dead end is where you're working a job. It's where you're in a relationship. You're working on a hobby. You have a habit or whatever it is. But things don't get better, but things also don't get worse. Things just are. You do and you do and you do, and you're kind of just in robot mode. It's like sucking your energy, your drive, your effort for really nothing because it's not moving you forward, but it's also not moving you back. It's a dead end. It's a cul-de-sac. So with that as the context, thank you to Seth for that. And now back to me. It's all about me. But I've learned that, I've become a great quitter. And I've learned how powerful it is to quit quickly and early when you're able to recognize what journey you're on. It's powerful to quit when you come to recognize the difference between being in a dip and being in a dead end. And that's the key to life, right? That's the keys to the kingdom when you can recognize that. Easier said than done, of course. But being able to recognize whether your career, your relationship, your self-development, your habits, your routine, you name it, being able to recognize whether those things, where you are in that journey, is in a dip or a dead end, that's a big deal. Recognizing whether you're in a dip, but that you want what's on the other side so much that it's worth powering through. It's worth putting in work. It's worth compromising so that you can come out with what you want on the other end. Or recognizing that you're in a dead end, that no amount of effort or work or commitment or compassion is going to change where you're heading, because a dead end is a dead end and it leads you exactly nowhere. So being able to recognize the difference, it's a power move. It's an absolute power move. Recognizing that it's up to you whether you decide then to power through the dip, the bullshit, the ups and downs, the temptations, or recognizing that it's a dead end and that continuing to exist within that dead end is holding you back. Those are the two choices. And it's kind of a simple way to look at your life. And I've learned that when you get good at spotting the difference, you realize that quitting isn't a bad thing. It isn't. It's a powerful thing to be able to do. And because I've learned that even as a stubborn type A, I want to succeed type guy, like ego is what leads us to not want to quit. And that's not a good thing. That's not a power move. I used to think that quitting meant that I was a quitter. It was that simple, that the second I quit, I then wore that as a label. I quit, therefore I am a quitter. That, you know, when I quit, it was because I didn't have what it took to get something I wanted or someone I wanted. I just, you know, whatever. That instead of quitting, I just needed to power through. I just needed to work harder. That basically all the things in my life were one big dip. That I just needed to hunker down and work harder so that I can work my way through that dip and get to where it kind of goes up on the other side. I used to think that everything in life was one big dip. But here I am as a man now. And I, my friend, I've just realized that isn't true, that there's so much beauty in quitting and not everything in life is a dip. Not everything in life is a dip. And I genuinely believe that as long as you recognize that and as long as you quit from a place of wanting more, wanting better, that you're never really quitting. You're just moving on because you're just moving on from a dead end. And that's something you could always – that's like a duh, of course I'm going to move on from a dead end. If you were in a literal dead end on a street, a cul-de-sac, you would turn your ass around and you would head out. It's obvious. You know, there's no guilt about it. There's no overthinking. When you see a road that dead ends, that isn't taking you anywhere, you hook a U-ey and you're out. But as humans, of course, the human element is we overthink everything. And it's not always so clear to us what the difference is between a dip and a cul-de-sac. And so I think our greatest flaw as humans in life is being too stubborn to make a decision, being too stubborn to say, hey, maybe this isn't a dip. Maybe this is a cul-de-sac. Maybe I should move on, right? It's being vulnerable enough to say that not everything in my life is a dip. Not everything in my life is a dip worth powering through. Life is full of cul-de-sacs, and I think the faster we recognize that, the faster we can quit, aka the faster we can move on. And to be honest, I wish I had like a blueprint for spotting the difference between the two, but I don't, of course. And so my mission with this episode in particular is to simply show you that there's power in sitting down and considering your circumstance. There's power in just in taking a good hard look at your journey and asking yourself, am I in a dip or am I in a cul-de-sac? Should I power through this hardship, this dip? Is it worth it? Is it growing me? Is it leading me somewhere? Or should I simply recognize that this is a dead end and that it no longer deserves me? It doesn't deserve my time or effort or energy or money or whatever it is. And personally, like I've been alluding to, I've grown to be much more honest with myself than I used to be, much more honest and open and vulnerable with myself. And I've grown to be this way. Didn't always used to be this way. I've grown to be this way. Now, as a man, I've learned that this is the most powerful question you can ask yourself. Do I want to ride this dip? Do I want to? Because I know it's good for me. I know it's growing me. And I know I want what's on the other side badly enough that I'm willing to put in the work, right? It's saying, this is the dip for me. I'm going to ride this dip. Or do I need to respect my time, energy, compassion, and recognize that I'm not growing anymore? This is a dead end, and it's time to call it as such. It's a dead end. And I was thinking about this episode. Like, this idea is kind of like the episode I did a while back on situationships in dating, situationships, where I talked about, you know, a situationship is a dead end where both people are simply kicking the tires, knowing that it's not leading anywhere, but they're both just killing time, waiting for something better to come along. But if you listen to that episode, you know, I'm really passionate that when you're in a situationship, you're effectively blocking new opportunities from coming your way. So you're effectively doing the opposite of what you think you're doing. You think you're simply waiting, biding your time and waiting for something great to come into your life, but you essentially have your eyes closed to it. And I think it's the same way in general life. When you don't take time to recognize that you might not be in a dip, you might be in a cul-de-sac. You know, and that happens when you're not honest with yourself. That happens when you refuse to call it what it is and say, hey, I'm going to quit. It's okay. I'm going to quit. Because again, and not again, in my mind, quitters are winners, right? Ironically, quitters are winners because a quitter, someone who quits from the right place, the right motivation, someone who does that frees herself to find something that is better. When you quit from a cul-de-sac, you're freeing yourself to then find a dip that is worth it to you. And that, like, that's the real bag. That is why quitting really is just moving on when you do it the right way. When you quit a dead end to find a dip that is worth it to you, a dip that is worth powering through, there's no way you're a quitter. You're not a quitter. You're simply moving on so that you can then find a dip. That's the vibe. Pushing yourself to find a dip that you're eager to power through and, in effect, leaving every other cul-de-sac behind, that is the mindset. That's the vibe. Finding a dip that is worth it to you. When that's your mindset and you're quitting and you're quitting and you're quitting, you're not a quitter. You're simply moving on. You're moving on so that you could find a dip that is worth it to you. A dip that is worth it to you. That could be a job you're willing to work hard for. You're willing to ride out the tough times because you're so incredibly passionate about what it is. That could be a relationship that requires work and compromise, but it's worth it to you because you love that person. That person loves you and you both know that you grow each other. It could be a creative outlet. Hello, podcast that requires years and years and years of work. 213 episodes, but it's worth it to you because you love it and it brings your soul to life, right? Those are dips. Life is about finding a dip that is worth it to you, a dip that you want to ride out. And it's about searching for that dip. And as you do, quitting each and every dead end cul-de-sac that you encounter and doing that as fast as possible. As fast as possible. And that's really kind of all I wanted to share with you with this episode, because I can't honestly tell you how to spot the difference between each, because that's unique for each person. It's unique for each circumstance. And I wouldn't be doing that justice. And I think it would be kind of misplaced advice. But I really do think that your life changes and becomes simpler when you recognize that more or less, those are your two options. That you have a choice. You stick with the dip that makes sense for you, or you quit the dead end you're in. You stick with the dip, you quit the dead end. Either way, but no matter what, you make a decision. You make a decision either way. You do not stay in limbo. You don't live in that gray area. And I think when you adopt that mindset, you realize, to my point, that you're not quitting, you're moving on. You're leaving a dead end, but you're moving on with the motivation that you want to find a dip that makes sense for you. And simply knowing you can live like this, you can think like this, that this can be your mindset, that's a big deal. It's a big deal to know that you can leave any story that you no longer want to be a part of. You can leave any story that you've decided isn't a dip. It's a dead end. You can leave any circumstance where you're not growing, where you feel like you're moving further from your truth, where you feel yourself loving yourself less. That's a dead end you're allowed to leave. You're allowed to make that decision. You're allowed to call something a dead end when everyone else calls it, you know, a dip. You're allowed to make that decision. You're allowed to leave any circumstance where you don't love yourself as much as you used to. You're allowed to leave any circumstance where you treat yourself more harshly, with less love, less compassion, less empathy than you once did. And there's no shame in that whatsoever. Because when you quit from a place of understanding rather than frustration, it's not quitting, it's moving on. And if that means moving cities, leaving a job, leaving a relationship, letting go of a friend, forgiving yourself, ending a hobby or whatever, then so be it. If in your mind it's a dead end, then it's a dead end. And you don't need to overthink that any bit. And in my mind, committing to that decision, committing to that mindset, that is how you become a quitter who is a winner. That's how you become someone who is vulnerable enough to set their ego aside for a minute and call a situation for what it is. You're allowed to do that. And I've learned that the real winners in life are quitters, truthfully. The real winners, the people who are the happiest, most fulfilled, most challenged, hardworking, compassionate, are those who recognize that not every circumstance, not every chapter of life is a dip. Not every relationship, not every job, friend, habit, you name it, is going to lead them to a dip that is worth fighting for. Not everything is worth fighting for because not everything or everyone grows you. Not every circumstance deserves your continued effort, energy, compassion. And that's okay. Throwing in the towel doesn't mean you're giving up because you're incapable or you're frustrated and you just want to crawl in bed and give up. No, it doesn't have to mean that. It means you're still hungry. It means you're still very much hungry, but you're hungry to find a dip that makes sense for you. You're hungry to find a circumstance that deserves your time and effort because you know that rising up at the other end of that dip is what you want, where you want to be, the person you want to be with. It's not a dead end. It's a dip. It's a dip that is worth it for you. And it's okay. It's more than okay to quit and quit and quit every dead end until you find that dip. Because when that's your mindset, again, you're not really quitting. You're simply moving on. So I'll leave it right there. Just something to think about. And I can't tell you how to think. That wouldn't be fair. I don't have all the answers, but I can give you something to just consider in your life, a question to ask yourself. So I hope that was valuable. I hope that was a question you'll find yourself asking yourself and referring to as you go about your life's journey. I'd love it if you would share this podcast with a friend. New episodes every single Monday and Thursday, and some really special music and mindfulness episodes coming up. So get excited for that. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny, or text me. My number is in the description of this episode. And until next episode, I'm out.